61. Obedience. 1.5 years ago. Shallan became the perfect daughter. She kept quiet, particularly in father's presence. She spent most days in her room sitting by the window, reading the same books over and over, or sketching the same objects again and again. He had proven several times by this point that he would not touch her if she angered him. Instead, he would beat others in her name. The only times she allowed herself to drop the mask was when she was with her brothers, times when her father couldn't hear. Her three brothers often cajoled her with an edge of desperation to tell them stories from her books. For their hearing only, she made jokes, poked fun at father's visitors, and invented extravagant tales by the hearth. Such an insignificant way to fight back. She felt a coward for not doing more. But surely things would get better now. Indeed, as Shallan was involved more by the Ardents in accounts, she noted a shrewdness to the way her father stopped being bullied by other light eyes and started playing them against each other. He impressed her but frightened her in how he seized for power. Father's fortunes changed further when a new marble deposit was discovered on his lands, providing resources to keep up with his promises, bribes, and deals. Surely that would make him start laughing again. Surely that would drive the darkness from his eyes. It did not.
"She is too low for you to marry," father said, setting down his mug. "I won't have it, Balat. You will break off contact with that woman."
"She belongs to a good family," Balat said, standing, palms on the table.
It was lunch, and so Shallan was expected to be here, rather than remaining shut up in her room. She sat to the side at her private table. Balat stood facing father across the high table.
"Father, they're your vassals," Balat snapped. "You yourself have invited them to dine with us." "My axe hounds dine at my feet," father said. "I do not allow my sons to court them. House Tavanar is not nearly ambitious enough for us. Now, Sudi Valam, that might be worth considering."
Balat frowned.
"The High Prince's daughter? You can't be serious. She's in her 50s. She is single. Because her husband died in a duel. Anyway, the High Prince would never approve it." "His perception of us will change," father said. "We are a wealthy family now, with much influence."
"It's still headed by a murderer," Balat snapped.
"Too far," Shallan thought. On father's other side, Luesh laced his fingers in front of him. The new house steward had a face like a well-worn glove, leathery and wrinkled in the places most used, notably the frown lines. Father stood up slowly. This new anger of his, the cold anger, terrified Shallan.
"Your new axe-hound pups," he said to Balat. "Terrible that they caught a sickness during the latest high storm. Tragic. It is unfortunate they need to be put down."
He gestured, and one of his new guards, a man Shallan did not know well, stepped outside, pulling his sword from its sheath. Shallan grew very cold. Even Luesh grew concerned, placing a hand on father's arm.
"You bastard," Balat said, growing pale. "You'll what, Balat?" father asked, shaking off Luesh's touch, leaning toward Balat. "Come on, say it. Will you challenge me? Don't think I wouldn't kill you if you did. Wakim may be a pathetic wreck, but he will serve just as well as you for what this house needs."
"Helleran is back," Balat said.
Father froze, hands on the table, unmoving.
"I saw him 2 days ago," Balat said. "He sent for me and I rode out to meet him in the city. Helleran, that name is not to be spoken in this house," father said. "I mean it, non-Balat. Never."
Balat met his father's gaze, and Shallan counted 10 beats of her thumping heart before Balat broke the stare and looked away. Father sat down, looking exhausted as Balat stalked out of the room. The hall fell completely silent, Shallan too frightened to speak. Father eventually stood up, shoving his chair back and leaving. Luesh trailed soon after. That left Shallan alone with the servants. Timidly, she stood up, then went after Balat. He was in the kennel. The guard had worked swiftly. Balat's new pod of pups lay dead in a pool of violet blood on the stone floor. She'd encouraged Balat to breed these. He'd been making progress with his demons over the years. He rarely hurt anything larger than a kremling. Now he sat on a box, looking down at the small corpses, horrified. Painspren cluttered the ground near him. The metal gate into the kennel rattled as Shallan pushed it open. She raised her safe hand to her mouth as she drew closer to the pitiful remains.
"Father's guards," Balat said. "It's like they were waiting for a chance to do something like this. I don't like the new group he has. That Leverin with the angry eyes, and Rin, that one frightens me. Whatever happened to Ten and Beale? Soldiers that you could joke with. Almost friends."
She rested a hand on his shoulder. "Balat, did you really see Helleran?"
"Yes. He said I wasn't to tell anyone. He warned me that this time when he left he might not be coming back for a long time. He told me to watch over the family."
Balat buried his head in his hands.
"I can't be him, Shallan."
"You don't need to be."
"He's brave. He's strong.
He abandoned us." Balat looked up, tears running down his cheeks.
"Maybe he was right. Maybe that's the only way, Shallan."
"Leave our house?"
"What of it?" Balat asked. "You spend every day locked away, brought out only for father to display. Jushu has gone back to his gambling, you know he has, even if he's smarter about it. Wakim talks about becoming an Ardent, but I don't know if father will ever let go of him. He's insurance."
It was unfortunately a good argument. "Where would we go?" Shallan asked. "We have nothing."
"I have nothing here either," Balat said. "I'm not going to give up on Elaita, Shallan. She's the only beautiful thing that has happened in my life. If she and I have to go live in Vaidnar as 10th Dawn with me working as a house guard or something like that, we'll do it. Doesn't that seem a better life than this?"
He gestured toward the dead pups. "Perhaps."
"Would you go with me? If I took Elaita and left? You could be a scribe. Earn your own way. Be free of father."
No. I need to stay."
"Why?"
"Something has hold of father, something awful. If we all leave, we give him to it. Someone has to help him."
"Why do you defend him so? You know what he did."
"He didn't do it."
"You can't remember," Balat said. "You've told me over and over that your mind blanks. You saw him kill her, but you don't want to admit that you witnessed it. Storms, Shallan. You're as broken as Wakim and Jushu. As I am sometimes."
She shook off her numbness. "It doesn't matter," she said. "If you go, are you going to take Wakim and Jushu with you?"
"I couldn't afford to," Balat said. "Jushu in particular. We'd have to live lean, and I couldn't trust that he'd, you know. But if you came, it might be easier for one of us to find work. You're better at writing and art than Elaita."
"No, Balat," Shallan said, frightened of how eager a part of her was to say yes to him. "I can't. Particularly if Jushu and Wakim remain here."
"I see," he said. Maybe there's another way out. I'll think."
She left him in the kennel, worried that father would find her there, and that it would upset him. She entered the manor, but couldn't help feeling that she was trying to hold together a carpet, as dozens of people pulled out threads from the sides. What would happen if Balat left? He backed down from fights with father, but at least he resisted. Wakim merely did what he was told, and Jushu was still a mess. We have to just weather this, Shallan thought. Stop provoking father. Let him relax. Then he'll come back. She climbed the steps and passed father's door. It was open a crack. She could hear him inside.
Find him. In Valath, father said. Nanbalat claims to have met him in the city, and that is what he must have meant.
It will be done, Bright Lord.
That voice. It was Rin, captain of father's new guards. Shallan backed up, peeking into the room. Father's strongbox shone behind the picture on the back wall, bright light bursting through the canvas. To her it was almost blinding, though the men in the room didn't seem able to see it. Rin bowed before father, hand on sword.
Bring me his head, Rin, father said. I want to see it with my own eyes. He is the one who could ruin all of this. Surprise him. Kill him before he can summon his shard blade. That weapon will be yours in payment so long as you serve House D'Var.
Shallan stumbled back from the door before father could look up and see her. Helleran! Father had just ordered Helleran's assassination. I have to do something. I have to warn him. How? Could Balat contact him again? Shallan, how dare you? Said a feminine voice within. Stunned silence followed. Shallan edged back to look into the room. Malise, her stepmother, stood in the doorway between the bedroom and the sitting room. The small, plump woman had never seemed threatening to Shallan before, but the storm on her face today could have frightened a white spine. "Your own son," Malise said. "Have you no morals left? Have you no compassion?"
"He is no longer my son," father growled.
"I believed your story about the woman before me," Malise said. I've supported you. I've lived with this cloud over the house. Now I hear this. It is one thing to beat the servants, but to kill your son? Father whispered something to Rin. Shallan jumped and barely got down the hallway to her room before the man slipped out of the room, then closed father's door with a click. Shallan shut herself in her room as the shouting started. A violent, angry back and forth between Malise and her father. Shallan huddled up beside the bed, tried to use a pillow to keep out the sounds. When she thought it was over, she removed the pillow. Her father stormed out into the hallway.
"Why will nobody in this house obey?"
he shouted, thumping down the stairs.
"This wouldn't happen if you all just obeyed!"